Let's take some time now and learn more about giving to God, the message from November 17th. Kevin, you opened a lot of doors, I think, when you chose this sermon title. So what does giving to God mean in your terms?
Yeah, good. Thank you, Gene. You're right. I was looking back over my sermons the last year or so and realized I had not preached a sermon on stewardship in quite some time. So I really felt like it was time to do that again. It had been about a year and a half. So the idea for the sermon really was kind of focused on our financial giving to God. And I know that's only one aspect of stewardship, but it was kind of the focus of this sermon.
All right, well, that makes a lot of sense, and that just leads me to go to the next question. Are there different ways that we can give to God besides just money?
Absolutely, and I think that's a good point. I didn't really have a lot of time to talk about that in the sermon, but it's an excellent point. I think when we talk about giving to God, probably the best word that comes to mind is stewardship. Stewardship would kind of be the focal point for us when we think about giving. And stewardship involves much more than just financial giving. So we're really thinking about God has entrusted us with the lives that we have. How do we use our lives as a good steward? In other words, how do we become responsible for taking the life God has given to us and using all of our lives in a way that is pleasing? So we could, from a stewardship standpoint, talk about our time and giving our time to God. We could talk about the gifts and abilities and talents that we have and how do we use those gifts and talents and abilities to benefit God's kingdom. We could talk about serving other people and taking care of their needs and meeting their needs, and all of those would be part of stewardship. We could even talk about worship and service through the church. So all of those would be parts of stewardship and how we give of ourselves to God. I think this sermon focused in specifically on the financial aspects of what God has given us from a financial resource perspective and how we can take those financial resources and give to God. And what does responsible stewardship look like from a financial perspective?
Well, based on the things you've just said, it brings a thought to my mind, and that is simply this. The truth of the matter is we are stewards to God all the time, not just sometime and not just today and tomorrow, but our entire lives. Once we accept Christ as our Lord and Savior, we become a steward. Does that make sense?
It does make sense. And that's probably a better way to think of it. We are always stewards. Probably the question then becomes, are we good and faithful stewards, or are we sometimes irresponsible in our stewardship? And maybe that's the question, because you're right, we are always either doing a good job or a not so good job of using what God has given us and giving that back to God. So that's a good way to look at it.
Well, I'm glad we made that point then. Name some different ways that we can give, since we've talked about giving all the time and so forth, but name some ways that occur to you about giving.
Yeah, so I think we talk about we could give of our time. I think that's a way to think of it. And probably when we're thinking of that, I would focus on how do we serve other people? How do we use our time in ways that benefit other people? I think that's a good way to think about stewardship. As you look at the life of Jesus, he was constantly taking his time to spend with other people, to have dinner with them. How many times do we read in the New Testament he's eating with other people? He is giving his time to other people by doing that, right? Healing people, listening to them, caring for them, on and on. We see in the life of Jesus these ways of giving his time. So that would be one way to think about it, time. I had mentioned earlier talents and abilities. So if God has blessed us with certain giftedness, certain talents, do we use those talents in a way that is pleasing to God? Do we benefit God and God's kingdom and God's work through the gifts we've been given? I think that's an important way to think about giving, again, using our talents and abilities. And I said earlier, I think worship is another way to give ourselves to God. You know, that that in worship, what are we doing? We're not just following the actual steps that may be printed in an order of worship. We are giving ourselves to God, and we're praising God and thanking God through that act of giving. So I think those would be the primary ways that come to mind when we think about giving.
Well, all that you've said just forces me to ask one more question, which maybe I shouldn't. But do we sometimes give in order just to get?
I think so.
Is that a problem?
Well, you know, I think so. Is it a problem? That's a good question. I think the spirit of our giving is important to God.
Good.
When we read in the scriptures, God loves a cheerful giver. I think what that calls to mind is it's not just what we give, it's how we give it. So, for example, in the text that we read, the focal point was this woman who gave two very small coins to the temple treasury.
Yes.
So here's what's interesting, right? The spirit in which she gave that was, I'm totally and completely trusting God with my life. That was all she had. And so she gave that to God, you know? And so I think the spirit in which we give is important. If the primary or the only reason we give to God is so that we get something back in return, I don't think that is pleasing to God. In fact, to be honest, we could go all the way back to Genesis where Cain and Abel present their mm-hmm. gifts to God. Mm-hmm. And even in that initial story in Genesis, we see the spirit or the intention of giving was very important to God. And one gift was pleasing, one gift was not. And much of that was the spirit or the intention that was behind the giving. So, you know, your question, Gene, calls to mind some of what I was trying to talk about even from the financial aspect, which is this. Why do we give money to the church was part of the question that I was thinking about, right? And I tried to call out two reasons that are not the best reasons for why we give or how we determine how much we give. And the first reason was comparing ourselves to somebody else. And I think, again, if you go back to Cain and Abel, that is a running theme all the way through Scripture, right? God's not concerned about us comparing our giving to anyone else. Stewardship is what has God given to us, and how are we giving that back to God? So it has nothing to do with comparison with someone else. And then the second thing that I was trying to point out in the sermon is sometimes we might base our giving strictly or solely or primarily on what the church needs. And again, while that may be important at times, it should not really be the primary reason that we give what we give, because our giving should be based solely on our relationship to God, or should I say primarily on our relationship with God. And in that sense, it's based on not what somebody else gives and not what the church needs, but it's based on what has God given to me and what's the responsible way that I take a portion of that and give it back to God. So all of that, I think, fits into your question about the intention or the spirit of our giving.
Well, I know you didn't know this, but you just answered my next question.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But I'm going to put it on the table anyway.
Sure.
Just to make a point. As a Christian, is giving a requirement or is it an act of love on our part?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think when you look at the scriptures, in the Hebrew scriptures for certain, there was a requirement from the law that a person give a specific percentage, 10%, back to God, right? So that stated expectation was there. It was a requirement in a legalistic relationship with God. I would say from the time of Jesus forward, when we move away from a legal-based relationship with God to a love, grace-based relationship with God, I would say that we probably wouldn't view it so much as a requirement as we would an act of love. To your question, because God has given us so much, I think it is the expectation, let's say, that we would want to give back to God. So in the same way, I would probably put it this way. We're not required legally to give gifts to our loved ones at Christmas.
Right.
But there's an expectation that because we love them, we would want to do so. I would see giving to God as the same kind of thing. We do it because we love God.
Wonderful. That's a very, very good answer to the last part of the question, and I hope it will be able to give our people that are listening right now more about the message of giving to God. Thank you for taking the time, and God bless.